Thank God, he says. I'd just about decided I'd have to drink this myself. That the voices were wrong and I was going crazy after all. That, well... He trails off. Looking more than puzzled, he looks afraid. Listen, you are here for me, aren't you? Please tell me I'm not making an utter ass of myself, because, lady, right now, I feel as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. You're not, she says. Making an ass of yourself, I mean. She's remembering Jake's story about the voices he heard arguing in his mind, one yelling that he was dead, the other that he was alive. Both of them utterly convinced. She has at least some idea of how terrible that must be, because she knows a little about other voices, strange voices. Thank God, he says. Your name is Susanna? Yes, she says. My name is Susanna. Her throat is terribly dry, but the words come out at least. She takes the cup from him and sips the hot chocolate through the cream. It is sweet and good, a taste of this world. The sound of the honking cabs, their drivers hurrying to make their day before the snow shuts them down, is equally good. Grinning, he reaches out and wipes a tiny dab of the cream from the tip of her nose. His touch is electric, and she sees that he feels it too. It occurs to her that he is going to kiss her again for the first time, and sleep with her again for the first time. And fall in love with her again for the first time. He may know those things because voices have told him, but she knows them for a far better reason, because those things have already happened. Ka is a wheel, Roland said, and now she knows it's true. Her memories of Midworld, the gunslingers where and when, are growing hazy. But she thinks she will remember just enough to know it's all happened before. And there is something incredibly sad about this.